This podcast replay is brought to you by HialeahParkCasino.com, your entertainment destination. Casino, poker, dining, and simulcast racing so you can wager on some of the best tracks in the country. Go to HialeahParkCasino.com to sign up for promotions, giveaways, and events.
Heat lose to the Hornets, 122-117. Out-rebounded, out-hustled, Rozier, P.J. Renner, Hayward. Maybe the Heat will want to trade for Hayward now that he scored 20. You know, I was thinking, you know, the Heat has created their own problems. It's weird, isn't it? Think about this. I think sometimes the Heat are falling in love with their own projects a little too much sometimes. And so, you know, you build up Whiteside and then you give him a contract that he didn't deserve. And you build up James Johnson, but he was always James Johnson, but you gave him a contract he didn't deserve. And Tyler Johnson. And so now you built up Duncan Robinson as one of the better three-point shooters in the league, and then you gave him a contract, and now you can't do anything with that contract. And then you give Caleb Martin a contract, and I like Caleb Martin a lot, but now you're playing him out of position, so now you're not really getting your money's worth because the poor kid has to defend power forwards. You know, it's the Heat are in a – they put themselves in a very dangerous spot. You want to develop players, but you want to make sure that you're developing the kind of players that really deserve the kind of money in your cap space. And that they're not fly-by-night overachievers, for a lack of a better term. You know, it's kind of a dangerous, because I was thinking about that yesterday, and I'm going, man, you developed Duncan Robinson, and then you gave him all that money and nothing, and it just reminds me of what they did with others, like Whiteside and others. And it just, wow. And I don't think Caleb Martin is the same thing. I think if you can get a power forward and then play him at a natural position like we were talking about with Ira and bring him off the bench, I think it would change things. And then you can get back that Caleb. You know, it's just it's a really, really strange dynamic sometimes. It's great that they find players and that they develop them, but I'm not sure it's great that they give them the big contracts that they may not be able to live up to. It's kind of a strange dynamic. Tuesday, by the way, they're at Cleveland.